What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Local Business Podcast. I'm your host today, as always, Bruce Irving, here with you for another episode of the show. Thank you so much for taking the time out and joining me on the podcast. Very much appreciated. If you haven't yet, hit me up on Instagram. I am at The Bruce Irving. If you have any questions, and also check out our mastermind group, thebruceirving.com/mastermind, where we meet a couple times a month, go over ideas, marketing, content, creation, videos, podcasts, all that good stuff. We talk to other business owners who join us every week. We also have a private Facebook group. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, go to thebruceirving.com/mastermind and let me know. Today, we're talking about podcasting. Yeah, I know. You're a local business podcast. You're looking to grow your social media or you're looking about marketing, but hear me out. I think podcasting is a fantastic way to do a couple things, and I'm going to go over those things and how you set up a podcast very easily and how I do it all on this episode of the Local Business Podcast. So stay tuned. If you're enjoying these podcast episodes, let me know. Leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to the podcast. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the future episodes that we have coming out in the future. We have a ton of great content coming at you in the next few months. A lot of great interviews, a lot of great solo shows and topics. So you're not going to want to miss any of those. All right, let's get into today's topic, because today's topic is about podcasting. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't necessarily sure I was going to do this particular podcast about podcasting, but I received many emails from people who are asking me about the equipment that I use or how I start the podcast, or they've thought about starting their own podcast and they just really weren't sure if they should and what kind of equipment is needed or how to set it all up. So I'm going to give you a brief tutorial and a few reasons why I think every business, no matter what the business is, every business should start a podcast of some sort. And I'm going to go over a couple different types of podcasts as well as what equipment you need to get started. And you can use the equipment that I use, which may cost a little bit more, or you can get started with relatively inexpensive equipment that you can start as long as you have a laptop with you right now. So let's get into the show. The biggest reason, and this is reason number one why you should start a podcast, is to grow your network. The amount of people that I've had the opportunity to talk to and meet because of the podcasts that I've created is unbelievable. There's people who I've talked to that I've always looked up to or I've always wanted to ask a question to, but never really wanted to reach out through email or on Instagram because I just didn't think that they would respond. And I've had the chance to talk to those specific people because I've invited them on my podcast. So the biggest reason, more than getting customers or getting clients, which we all want to do, the biggest reason why you should start a podcast is to grow your network, because the size of your network can dramatically increase by talking to people on a podcast. And the amount of people you can talk to on a podcast dramatically increases because you are a podcast host. So the biggest reason you should start is because it'll grow your network. The second reason is it's much easier than doing video. We all hear about video, video, video. Everybody talks about video, including myself. We all tell you to start videos on Instagram or use Reels or start a YouTube channel and do videos to kind of promote your business and your expertise. Well, podcasting can do that same thing, except you don't have to get in front of the camera or buy a camera or start that way using YouTube. You just hook up your micro recording equipment to your computer, record an interview via Zoom, and then you can push that content out to the world, and you can do it in your pajamas if you want. So the reason number two is it's much easier than video. Reason number three, learn from others. We live in an age when there's a ton of content being created. And sometimes the content that you consume, you watch or listen to, and you still don't understand. When you have a podcast, you can ask people who have specific expertise to come onto your podcast and share their expertise by you asking them questions. And by you asking them questions, you ask the questions that you want to know about. And then you learn that way. So some of the biggest things that I've learned about marketing, I learned because I invited somebody on my podcast and I was just curious to know about Instagram ads, let's say, or Facebook Messenger marketing, which we did an episode a couple of weeks ago with Amanda Robinson, all about Facebook Messenger marketing. And I was really curious if Facebook Messenger marketing was still something that we should pay attention to. And I said, you know what? Let me look in my network. Who do I know? Or who do I know somebody that knows somebody that I could ask to come on this podcast that you're listening to right now and talk about Facebook Messenger marketing and answer questions that I have myself? And I said, you know what? If I have those questions about Facebook Messenger marketing, I'm sure other people have those same questions as well. And it turned out to be a pretty good episode of the show and a really highly downloaded episode with Amanda and a lot of people reaching out to me saying, you know what? I heard Amanda on your podcast. I'm going to go reach out to her now. But it all started because I had questions that I wanted answered. And I figured if I reach out to Amanda through email, and I know Amanda, she's a great person, so she would probably respond and answer my questions, but I probably wouldn't ask. I would be too afraid, and I don't want to say afraid, hesitant to ask those questions through email or Instagram because I don't want to take up their time. But if you have a podcast and you build that podcast up to have an audience, you have a platform where they can talk about what they do and you can get your answers, your questions answered in the same place. They'll go together hand in hand. So it's a great opportunity for you to have guests on and really ask them questions that you want to know the answers to. Reason number four, podcasts are extremely popular right now. There are a lot of podcasts being produced. But that being said, even with the vast amount of podcasts that are being produced currently, there's still room for growth. We're still in the infancy age of podcasting. And if you have a good niche or however you want to say that, and you have an interesting story and you can bring on interesting guests, even if it's location dependent, if you're a local business owner and you just talk to people who are in that local community, that's going to be something that you're not going to get millions of downloads from, but you are going to get downloads from people who are interested in living in that community or who are living in that community because they care about what's happening in their world. So that's how you can grow your audience. And the reason that podcasts are so great versus video or reading blogs is people can multitask while they listen to a podcast. So I don't know where you're listening to this podcast right now, but you are probably in the car or you're walking or you're at work or you're at the gym and you're listening to this podcast probably while you're doing something else. I don't know if it's true, but it's probably very rare for somebody just to listen to a podcast, stare at their phone screen of the podcast artwork and the words going by. You're probably doing something else. And it's the only content consumption platform that allows you to listen to something and do something else at the same time. So that's why I love podcasts. And I think that that's why they're the easiest things that you can start. And the next thing is, as you build your podcast and build up your audience, you are going to become well-known and it's going to build your personal brand. The amount of speaking opportunities and clients, and by the amount, I mean all of them, for us, for me, has come from producing podcasts. We don't do any offline marketing. The only opportunities that I've received, whether that be speaking engagements or from clients wanting us to work with them or the mastermind group members, have all come from this podcast that you're listening to and the other podcasts that we produce. So it grows your personal brand. You become the go-to person for whatever it is your podcast is specifically about. It doesn't happen overnight. It does take time, but if you stick with it and you're consistent over time, your personal brand will grow with your podcast. If you want some more information about becoming well-known and other forms of building your personal brand, you should go check out the podcast I did with Michael Stelzner, founder of Social Media Examiner, beginning of this podcast. I think it was episode number in the top five, I think. Go listen to that one. We talk all about building your personal brand and how to go about doing that, but it fits in really good right here. So let's get into the next step, which is the type of podcast that you're going to do. I think there's three different types of podcasts in my mind. There's the solo show, like you're listening to right now, where you just talk and give your thoughts or tips or tactics into a microphone. There's an interview-based podcast where you have somebody come on your podcast and you interview them and you have a conversation. And then you can also do live streams, which is you're going to live stream those talks, whether that be solo or interview based, onto platforms like Facebook or YouTube. Those are the three different types of podcasts. Now, I suggest you start with interview-based podcasts because if you're just getting started and you've never been a guest on a podcast or you've never started your own podcast or you're new to this whole content creation atmosphere, interviewing somebody and having a conversation with somebody that you record on your computer is very, very easy to start. You don't even have to use video. You can use a tool like Zoom that records it with your camera off, and you can just talk like you would talk on a phone call and ask somebody a question. So if you're just getting started, I highly recommend you go with the interview-based format to get started on your first podcast. Once you get started with the type of podcast that you're going to do, then you need to start thinking about, okay, what type of equipment do I need in order to get this started? So you need a computer, you need a microphone, and you need something to record the audio that comes off of your computer. Now, I'm going to go through some things that I use, but this isn't how I got started. When I started my podcast, I bought a good microphone because I think audio is important. When you're listening to a podcast, you're listening to the audio. And if there's a lot of background noise or if the audio is crappy, that may have worked 4 years ago or 5 years ago. But nowadays, people are more aware of how podcasts should be, and they want them to be more professional. And I don't mean professional like you have to sound like an announcer or have a great voice, but you do have to have clear audio that people can easily understand, and there's no or not a lot of background noise. Now, don't let that stop you, because you got to get started at some point and you'll get better at it as you go. But there's so many tools nowadays that you can get started with that will allow you to have really clear audio for your interviews or your solo show. When I first got started, I started with a Snowball USB microphone, which is a great microphone to get started with. I think it was $40 or $50. It had a USB input, so I could just plug it right into my computer, and I used Audacity, which was a free recording tool to record the audio from my podcast when I did a solo show. Now, when I did interview-based shows, they didn't have Zoom, or Zoom wasn't as prevalent as it is now 6 years ago when I did my first podcast. So if I was going to do a podcast today, interview-wise, here's what you're going to need. A Zoom account, some sort of microphone. You can get a Snowball microphone, or a Blue Yeti, or a Rode Podcaster microphone is another one that's USB-based. Plug that into your computer. Open up a Zoom account and then send your interviewee the link to Zoom where they can hop on, and then you can simply record the audio right on Zoom. The next step up from that is sometimes Zoom compresses the audio, so it comes off a little muffled. But if you're just getting started, it's completely fine. What you want to do if you want to take it a step further is get your USB microphone connected to your computer. Interview your person on Zoom, but then have a Zoom, you just heard my battery fall out of that, my Zoom H1 recorder that connects to my computer and records the audio from my microphone, which is going to be very clear, and the guest on the other end of Zoom, and I take that audio and record it for the podcast for later use. So I know that sounds a little confusing, but it's only a couple things that you need. And that's how I would get started, very simply, under probably, I would say, $250 with all the equipment that you're going to need and Zoom to record your first podcast. That's how you get started. The equipment I use now has been very much upgraded from how I got started. But that's how I got started. Snowball microphone connected to my computer. I used Skype at the time to record the audio with the interviews. And I just recorded the audio. And I just got started. And I think getting started is the hardest part. But don't worry so much about the audio and how it sounds other than just getting started. Now, you need to be able to hear what you're saying. But don't be so focused on the type of equipment or the level of sophistication of equipment you have that it'll prevent you from getting started. A lot of people look at the equipment too much. What camera do I need? What microphone do I need? How do I record it? And they think about that so much, and they get overwhelmed with that they never actually have somebody on their podcast or actually record a podcast. And that's what you're doing this for. You're doing this to record audio with or without somebody else to get it out to the world. And if you spend too much time worrying about the equipment and never get anything out to the world, your podcast isn't going to work. What I use now is a little bit different. I use an AT2020 microphone now, which is an XLR microphone. Just means that it's not a USB based. It comes in a little bit more clear, and it connects to a Focusrite Scarlett, which is this little adapter, which plugs into my computer. And it just allows me to have a condenser microphone like you're listening to right now, a little bit more clear. The audio is a little richer and deeper than a USB-based microphone. And I can also have two people, because I have two microphones, if I want to go out like I did at a couple expos and I want to interview somebody, it allows me to record two microphones on one computer versus a USB mic, which you can't really do that. Or at least I haven't figured out how to do that with a USB mic. It gets too cluttered. So that's what I use now. I still use the Zoom H1 to record all the audio. I still use Zoom to record the interviews. Sometimes I'll use Ecamm, which if I'm going to put the audio and video out into the world, I'll use that because it records the video a little bit better. But those are the basic tools. My AT2020 microphone is about $100. My Focusrite Scarlett adapter, which you can find on Amazon, is about $150. My Zoom H1 is about $100. And that's about all you need in order to get started. Those are all the interviews I've done. And I've done probably 500 interviews and probably over 1,000 podcasts. I've interviewed 500 people and I've probably produced over 1,000 podcasts over the last 6 years. And that's the most sophisticated equipment that I use, probably $500 or less with all the tools that I use to get it started. So that's all you need to record your podcast. Now, once you get that audio recorded, you have to put it somewhere, and that's called hosting. And there's many different avenues in which you can host your podcast. I host my podcast on Libsyn. It's almost like WordPress for podcasting, okay? You'd think of WordPress as that's where you host your domain, or GoDaddy is where you host your domain for your website, and then you kind of put the content on there. Libsyn is kind of like that for podcasting. I take the audio that I download from the Zoom or from my H1, and I upload that to Libsyn, which hosts my podcast, hosts all of my audio for all of the podcasts that I do, and then it puts it out onto all of the different platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all of them. Anywhere that hosts podcasts or people listen to podcasts, my podcast gets distributed from there through Libsyn. Now, there's a little bit of editing that goes in between that, and I use Adobe Audition to edit my podcast. If you hear the music in the beginning of the podcast, or if there's some part of the podcast that I want to cut out, I use Adobe Audition, which I'm going to be honest with you, I love it now that I've gotten used to it, but there was a little bit of a learning curve in the beginning of editing my podcast because it took a while. When I was first editing the podcast, it would probably take me a half hour to 45 minutes just to add the intro, add the outro, add the music, cut out any parts that I wanted. But as I got better at it, like with anything else, it takes me less and less time. There are also podcast editing services that will edit your podcast for you. All you have to do is record the audio, send it to them, and they'll add the intros. They'll edit the show for you. I mean, that is a little bit pricier. If you're just getting started, you may not want to spend the money on that. Or you can go to a website like Fiverr, and nothing on Fiverr is $5 anymore, but that's how it started. But for $20 or $30, you can pay someone to edit your podcast for you, take out the ums and ahs if that's what you want to do, or add the intros and outros to your show for probably under $50 if that's not something you want to do, which is editing your podcast. But that's it. I think the hardest part about producing a podcast is deciding that you're going to do it and getting that first one or two or three podcasts done. Once you get past that point, you get into a rhythm and it just becomes part of your routine, just like anything else. You get better at it. You get better at talking to people. You get better at organizing what content you want to go out into the world. And just like anything else. You just get better at it as you go. But you're never, ever going to get better at it if you don't start. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that podcast about podcasting. Listen, if I didn't cover anything or you have extra questions, like maybe you've listened to that podcast and you're like, you know what, Bruce, I heard you talk about the equipment and how to get started, but I still don't understand it. Shoot me an email. Bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com is my main email, or you can go to thebruceirving.com. There's a contact button on there, and ask me any other question you have, or I'll do a follow-up show if I need to kind of clarify more. But ultimately, I think every business owner should do a podcast for two reasons. Grow your network and build your personal brand. Your reason you're doing marketing is to get more people aware of what you do. And to do that, you need a big network. You need a lot of people out there aware of what you're doing. So you need to use all the platforms that you can in order to do that. If you're a local business and you are looking at doing a local business podcast in your area, there's probably not a lot, if any, who are actually doing that. So you may be the only person. And then as you get more comfortable doing an audio podcast, you can turn that into a video podcast. And then you can put it on YouTube. And then YouTube picks it up in the search. And then when people go to search your business or what you do in your area, you start coming up in Google results. But you got to get comfortable doing it first. And I suggest you get comfortable doing it by doing audio-only interviews or solo shows, sharing your expertise and knowledge that you record and then distribute it out to the world. So if you have a question about that, let me know. You can hit me up at TheBruceIrving on Instagram. Like I mentioned in the beginning of this, if you want some more help with starting a podcast or marketing your local business, check out our mastermind group, because we talk about all of this stuff inside of the mastermind group every single week. You can find that over at TheBruceIrving.com/mastermind. All right, let me know what you think of this podcast. I look forward to hearing from you guys and see you on the podcast right back here next week. See you, everybody.